Welcome to Nurse Educator Podcast. I'm Marilyn Orman, Editor-in-Chief of Nurse Educator. And with me today are Anne Schoening, who's an Associate Professor and Assistant Dean at Faculty Development at Creighton University College of Nursing, as well as Jackie Williams, who's an Assistant Professor also at Creighton College of Nursing. And we have an exciting podcast for everyone today because we're all struggling to build DEUs in our curriculum, especially with psych mental health nursing. And I think these two ladies today, and their third offer they'll tell you about in a minute, are the first people in the United States to have done this with a psych unit. So Anne and Jackie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There was a third co-author of the paper. Do you want to tell us a little bit about her?
Yeah, we would like to, before we get started, just briefly acknowledge our co-author, Deborah Faldi, who's from our clinical partner, Catholic Health Initiatives, for her work on this project. She was instrumental in helping us get the research done and in writing the manuscript. So thanks to her.
And thank you so much again for joining us today. I think our listeners would like to know, what are some of the factors that led to the development of the Creighton Psychiatric Mental Health, I said DEU earlier, but Dedicated Education Unit, or DEU. Can you tell us about some of the factors that led your curriculum committee and you as leaders to develop this DEU?
Well, yeah, as we touch on in our article, there's definitely a shortage of qualified psych mental health nurses today in our country. And, you know, because of the stigma that unfortunately still surrounds mental illness, nursing students often express anxiety about completing clinical rotations in the psych mental health setting, which unfortunately can negatively impact their consideration of a career in psych mental health nursing. So the DEU, as you know, pairs nursing students with an experienced nurse to serve as a preceptor and mentor during clinical rotations. And the faculty work directly with that nurse mentor, or staff nurse instructor as we call them, to support the development of students' clinical reasoning skills. So the goal we had in building a DEU in the psych mental health setting was to integrate students into that unit's culture and ultimately provide them with a positive clinical experience and exposure to positive nursing role models in the psych mental health setting. And we also felt that developing that kind of positive experience would increase the job satisfaction of the nurses in that setting as well.
And you told us in the beginning, you really gave a shout out to your third author, who I think you said was from one of your clinical partners. Can you tell us about the relationship you have with your clinical partner, and what role did they have in the creation of your psych mental health DEU?
Well, what was really exciting about building this particular DEU was that our clinical partners approached us to begin this project, which is kind of unusual.
Yeah, very unusual.
Yeah. We've had students in that particular facility, which is a freestanding adult mental health facility. We've had students there in our traditional faculty-led model for some time, and our clinical partner had heard about the successes we were having at that time with building DEUs for our medical surgical rotations. So they approached us, and we began really probably a year-long planning process with leadership from both agencies, from the College of Nursing as well as our clinical partner, Catholic Health Initiatives. And those meetings were really important, and the length of time that I think we used to plan this experience was particularly important in this instance because it allowed us to really consider some of the unique aspects of building a DEU in the psych mental health setting. And Jackie's going to talk a little bit about that in a moment. And one of the things we talked about in our article, which I would recommend to anyone considering this kind of endeavor, is that we followed an adapted version of Donna Beedien's model. And this really fit well because it allowed us to identify characteristics of units that would likely be successful DEUs, such as strong leadership, shared governance, the opportunity for interprofessional collaboration, and a commitment to teaching and learning. And these units really fit all of those characteristics, so it helped us move forward.
And it also provides a good framework, I think, for other people as they try to build their own DEUs. Jackie, could you tell us how you prepare the students and the staff for their rotations in your DEU? What kind of things did you do that you could share with our listeners?
Well, it all began, like Anne said, with collaboration of our partner hospital. We had to train our staff nurses in order to be effective clinical instructors as well within this model. So we had to teach them the student learning curriculum and then what the expectations were for both the students and the staff nurse instructors. Our clinical partner handpicked people that they thought would be effective role models to help establish a good baseline for this. And then as a faculty member, I ensured that the students had a good foundation in order to start off the first day of the rotation. Leadership stepped in, and then they decided that having a safety training would be beneficial for the students. It helps decrease some of the stress of different situations that could happen within the unit, how to maintain safety within themselves on the unit, and then what their level of involvement in each situation should be. They also met with a leadership team, which gave the students an overview of the facility, helped dispel any fears associated with mental health, and then just gained some confidence as they became part of that nursing team. Faculty then took the time to discuss student roles on the unit and their level of progression through a modified DEU rounding guide that we adapted in order to fit psychiatric mental health nursing and its uniqueness.
Is that guide available with your article?
It is available with a different article that we have written in the past.
Oh, okay. I think if listeners would like a copy of that or to contact you, I'm sure that they could at Creighton, because I'm thinking now when Jackie describes that, that might be something people would want to look at. Jackie, could you tell us a little bit more about the faculty role?
Yeah, due to the nature of this area of nursing, as a faculty member, we really chose to be present for the students throughout their entire day of clinical. We did a short pre-brief in the morning, just going over daily expectations, and then a longer post-brief to discuss the day, any sensitive subject matters that the students might have experienced, and just to ensure that the students were able to express any needs that they might have in being exposed to these sensitive subject matters during their mental health rotation. I think the faculty role continued to evolve during the development of this experience, as it truly is a learning experience, I think, for everyone. I would frequently round on the units, assisted in times when maybe the nursing staff were involved in patient cares or other tasks, and truly help the students become immersed in the situation. One of the critical things that faculty found was the relationships that were built with those staff nurse instructors really helped to motivate those students to be more involved within the unit.
I think that I appreciate your describing the faculty role, because it is a little different than I think some of the other med-surg DEUs. So I think that was a really important tip to give to our listeners. I wondered if you could talk about some of the student and staff nurse outcomes in Creighton Psych Mental Health DEU.
Yeah, as we continue to partner with our with Catholic Health Initiative, we conducted a qualitative study using a focus group model to help describe the student, staff, nurse, and patient experiences within the psychiatric mental health DEU setting. So as a psychiatric mental health nurse and educator, I was overjoyed to hear the students' responses and how this experience really helped to break that stigma that's associated with this population. Being exposed to this mental health disorder population, the students don't always have that experience. So we hear a lot of fears and misconceptions that they have of what they're going to see, what the experience will be like. And what we found was that they were able to look beyond that diagnosis of the person and truly see the person that was in front of them and see how to implement more holistic care. Another thing that we found was that students loved the teamwork that they saw, both amongst the nursing staff and then immersing that student into that role. They also appreciated how the faculty became part of the team and really bridged that gap between practice and theory. The SNI's approach to teaching made the students' experience more enriched. They felt that they were able to ask more in-depth questions and really helped to facilitate their learning. And then one of the other things that we found the students were excited about was that they got a true idea of what psychiatric mental health nursing is, and they gained opportunities to utilize both objective and subjective observations, and then more importantly, how to accurately and continuously chart these throughout the day. They gained an appreciation for time management due to the changing milieu, and truly how to prioritize your day, which was a nice aspect that I think students have missed previously throughout these rotations.
Yeah, and not surprisingly, there were similar findings from our staff nurse instructor focus groups that were very similar to what the students reported as well. And one of the things our staff nurses reported that it was that working with the students really helped enhance their practice and keep them current in the field. As we all know, I think teaching helps make you a better nurse and a better practitioner. We as educators know that, and now our staff nurses are discovering that as well. And the staff nurses also talked about the theme of teamwork. You know, that really came out loud and clear, how in this model, the students really became part of the team. And as Jackie mentioned previously in the faculty-led model, students and staff nurses surprisingly didn't spend all that much time together. I think we know in traditional rotations, particularly in this setting, students might be actually engaging in a lot of activities in which they're not even directly working with the nurses. So in this role, with having the students write directly working side by side, they really got a good feel for, as Jackie said, the role of the psych mental health nurse. And the nurses remarked that they felt like the students got a feel for the reality of this role. And the staff nurses really commented on the positive impact of having the faculty continuously present and working with that faculty hand in hand to help develop the students' clinical decision making. And they really remarked on how having that experienced faculty member there was a huge support to them, particularly during an escalating or emergent situation, kind of bridging the gap between theory and practice, as Jackie mentioned. And then lastly, we did actually also include patients in our study. We did ask the patients on the DEU about their experience with students. And every day that the students were on the unit, the nurse leaders would ask patients about their experience during their leader rounds. And the patients were all very positive in their responses about those interactions. So I think that even the patients could feel the positive impact that this model made on the unit's culture.
It just seems with this model, the students would be so much more immersed in the actual nursing care of patients. So I really think this is a podcast that everybody needs to listen to, because what you've accomplished, I don't think it's the same as with a simulation, one or two that some students might have in their curriculum.
Agreed.
So I don't know. Did you also track, or will you be tracking, how many students might decide to go into psych? Because I wonder if that's an outcome that you'll see in the future.
Yeah, that's something we've talked about, and I think Jackie probably has some anecdotal numbers on that, but that is definitely something I think we do need to track. Jackie, I don't know if you can make any comments about that.
Yeah, so like Anne was saying, anecdotally, we have more students who are interested in becoming a nurse tech within that unit to really gain a better understanding of what psychiatric mental health nursing will look like. And usually that's a direct correlation to them having the experience within the DEO. And then
hopefully transitioning into that psychiatric nurse role. I do know that there's been a couple of our nursing students who do now have positions in psychiatric mental health in some form or another based off of their experience that they had. I think it kind of changed their frame of mind on this area of nursing.
I mean, that just in itself is an important outcome with how few students as graduates go into psych. So I really appreciate your sharing your expertise with the Creighton model. I know you've done it with other DEUs, and I know for our listeners who aren't familiar with nursing education research, a lot of our research to guide our teaching practice comes out of Creighton. So I hope that our listeners today learned about DEUs, and we'll look forward to other experiences with Creighton in the future. Thank you, Ann and Jackie, for joining us today for this really important podcast.
Thank you, Marilyn. And as you mentioned, anybody who would like to reach out to us, our contact information is on the article. We're more than happy to share any of our DEU rounding guides for MedSurg, for OB, and of course for Psych Mental Health. Just please feel free to reach out.
And you
thank
still
you,
have
Marilyn,
your
for joining us.
Yes, thank you. And don't you still have your tools for your simulation instrument, the tools for simulation on your website too?
Yeah, we do. The Creighton Competency Evaluation Instrument, which, as you know, was used in the NCSBN study on simulation. Those are also available on our website. You can request to use the tool, and also there are training videos that are available there as well for users.
So it's one-stop shopping.
Exactly.
Well, thank you again, Ann and Jackie, and we'll look forward to future podcasts with you. This concludes the podcast.